One, two, testing. Okay, here we are. Podcast number 89, Origin of Words Podcast. I am Lewis Sandler and...
Jessica.
Jessica, 你好吗?
很好,你呢?
Well, I'm okay. It's very hot today in the summer. And everyone's very busy, and even though the school term is over, but here we are giving another podcast about words, the origin of words, interesting words, idioms, and slang. As far as I know, the only podcast online that is Chinese and English. So let's get right to it. Today is a special one about Boston speak, or I can call it Boston English. Well, it's special because, well, I am from Boston, or Boston area, anyway. And let me give you a quotation from a famous author, John Steinbeck, who wrote The Grapes of Wrath in 1939. Grapes of Wrath in Chinese?
愤怒的葡萄.
And John Steinbeck?
Well,
same name?
Uh-huh.
Okay, John Steinbeck.
John was a Yuehan.
And he said, everybody says words differently. Arkansas folks say them different. Oklahoma folks say them different. And we seen a lady from Massachusetts, and she said them different of all. Couldn't hardly make out what she was saying.
大家想象一下，你是北方人，你有一个同事是湖南人或者是广州人，你听他们说的话能听得懂吗？
So, I am from Boston area, and let's get right to it. Let's start with the Boston accent that many people make fun of, especially my colleague or former colleague from Canada. He likes to read about President John F. Kennedy. So, anyway, we have a common saying in Boston, park the car at Harvard Yard, Harvard University. So, but in the Boston accent, we don't speak, we don't pronounce, well, we pronounce the R's as A-H. So it sounds like this. Park the car at Harvard Yard.
Can I have a try?
Have a try.
Park the car at Harvard Yard.
That's very good for the first time, and we didn't rehearse that. That's excellent. So you're almost a real Bostonian. So now there are some other words in English that would be pronounced that end that sound like have an R sound but pronounced with an AH. So the word allergy would be pronounced allergy.
Allergy.
The word answer, like answer the phone, would be pronounced answer.
Answer.
And the word antenna, like the antenna on a car or a house, that would be, this is actually the opposite. So the antenna is called antennor.
Antennor.
Yeah. But it's not spelled with an O-R, it's mm-hmm. spelled with an A. We have another one, like a bar, like when you go to a bar and have a drink, we pronounce it ba.
Ba.
And we have another one, a barber, a person who cuts your hair, we would say baba.
Baba?
Yeah, it sounds like the Chinese word, right, for father,
yes.
Baba. And the word better, like you are better, are you feeling better? We would pronounce it better, like with a DD, better.
Are you feeling better?
Excellent. And my hometown, or which is a city near Boston, is called Gloucester. But if you live in Gloucester, you won't pronounce it Gloucester. You say Gloucester.
Gloucester.
Yeah, I'm from Gloucester.
Are you from Gloucester?
I am. And then one more about the accent. We have the word cellar, which is another word for basement, but the ER is pronounced with the AH. So we say, I'm going down to the cellar.
Cellar.
Good. Okay, now we have some vocabulary that is kind of special to Boston. Most people in Boston will know it, and other people in the United States might know it too, if they hung around or even just reading the newspapers, listening to the radio. So the first one is a turn signal on the car. When you turn from left to right, you have a signal. Well, except in Beijing, no one ever uses it. But in Boston, we say blinker. Use your blinker.
Blinker.
Use your blinker when making a left turn. The next word is a drinking fountain.
Drinking fountain, 我们可以说是饮水喷泉，在中国，我从来没有见过，但是看这个国外的图片呢，其实就是一个，向上喷水的一个水龙头。
So I guess in what you're saying is that it's not part of Chinese or at least Beijing culture.
Mm-hmm.
And but in most places in the United States, like schools, hotels, and so on, they have these drinking fountains. But in Boston, they call them bubbler. Actually, it's bubbler, but we don't say the ER. We say bubbler. I need a drink from the bubbler.
Bubbler.
Right. And the next one, everyone knows what remote control is for the TV. We don't say remote control. We say clicker, which means clicker, but we say clicker. Where is the clicker?
Well, this one is quite interesting. Clicker.
Right. Next one is the word wicked. And wicked has many meanings, but in Boston, especially Boston people, it means very. It's used as an adjective or an emphasizer to emphasize something. So today is wicked hot.
You're right.
And you can use it at any time you see the word or use the word very. Like, she is wicked beautiful. Mm-hmm. She is wicked smart. The movie was wicked bad. And so on. The next word is trash can. Bostonians will often use the word barrel.
Barrel.
Yeah. Well, okay. See, now you said B-A-R-R-O-W, barrel. Maybe.
Okay.
But I guess here is the E-L, so barrel, barrel.
Barrel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The next word is soda. This word has different meanings, but in Boston, we use the word tonic. The tonic is very sweet.
Mm.
Like Pepsi Cola or Coca Cola, we would call tonic.
Tonic?
Mm-hmm.
Coca Cola?
Yes.
Well.
That's in Boston.
Okay.
Now, another word peculiar to Boston is the word frap. We also use the word milkshake. And people often get these two words confused, even in Boston. But if you want a frap is basically just usually milk and some, like if you want a vanilla frap, you use vanilla syrup to make it sweet. And basically those two things, that's a frap. Chocolate frap, vanilla frap. However, if you want a thick frap, that is called a milkshake. And usually it has the sweetener and the milk, but it also usually has ice cream in it, and it's very thick, and it can even be wicked thick. That's a milkshake.
Wow.
It's not a frap.
现在 Jessica 脑子里想到的是高能量。
Okay, and the next word, fresh. Now, also this has many meanings, but in Boston, we also use the word fresh to mean a little bit like naughty. I heard lots of students say naughty. So you often hear, don't be so fresh, young man.
Mm-hmm.
That means don't be naughty,
mm-hmm.
naughty boy. Okay, and the next word is tubby, also peculiar to Boston English. Tubby means to take a bath. For example, we're going to be late today because Peter just finished taking a tubby.
Very cute. It's tubby.
It's time for you to take a tubby. Okay, another one is a piggies. Piggies means your toes. And maybe you've heard the that little nursery rhyme. It's a, this little piggy went to the market, this little piggy went to the store, and then the mother would take the child's toe and wiggle it. And do they do this in China, in Chinese?
Well, maybe. I didn't do this.
Well, your mother didn't do it.
Yes, my mother didn't do this.
Okay. So now the next word is hun, H-U-N. This word is used a lot in restaurants to mean honey, but it doesn't mean honey in a romantic sense. It's a kind of just a saying that a waitress, usually a waitress, will say to a male customer, what do you have, hun? Are you ready to order, hun? It's a H-U-N. And it means honey, but it doesn't mean she is in love with you or anything like that. It just means miss, or sorry, mister.
这跟我们现在的淘宝体亲美女是非常像的。
One more, oh, we have two more. One is Jimmy's, and this is not a person's name. It is the little sprinkles, also called sprinkles, but it's the little... little, very, very tiny pieces of candy. They come in different shapes and different colors, and we put them on the ice cream. And you, so for example, when you order ice cream in Boston, then they might ask you, "Do you want any Jimmies?"
Mm-hmm. 大家想象一下麦当劳的麦旋风。
Yeah, you want Jimmies on your ice cream? Now, some places might say sprinkles, but Jimmies seems to be more common.
Mm-hmm.
So one more thing here is rotary. I don't know if this is peculiar to Boston, but every place else seems to say a traffic circle or a roundabout. But in Boston area, they use the word rotary, and it's even on the signs. It says, you know, rotary ahead. That means it's a circle, and the cars have to follow the right order. In Massachusetts, it's the person who gets in, no, what is it? Oh, no, the person in the rotary has the right of way. Or is it the person already in the rotary? Oh my God. No, I forgot.
It's okay.
Anyway, it's called a rotary. Oh, the last word, oh no, this really is the last word. The last one is sub, S-U-B, like a subway, submarine sandwich. But in Boston, we call them hoagies, or heroes, or grinders. And also sub. So they have different meanings, but if you hear the word sub, I'd like a sub. That's what it means, submarine sandwich.
Mm-hmm. 就像我们现在说的赛百味, subway.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this is one more. This really is the last one. This one is pisser, P-I-S-S-E-R, and it does not have anything to do with the WC, but it really means something great, like very. And it's pronounced with an A-H, so pissa. So, like, that movie was Wicked Pissa. That means that very excellent.
哇,评价好高。
So, if you hear someone say Wicked Pissa, don't remember, it has nothing to do with the WC, but it's a positive thing. It could, and it means really something really great. Okay, so there you have Boston English or Boston Speak, and I hope you enjoyed it. I like doing this one, especially with my colleague Jessica, and she did the accent very well, and we did not practice it or rehearse it first beforehand.
Thank you. 今天学的是波士顿方言，其实就跟我们的四川话、广东话、湖南话等等的方言是一样的。那么英语当中也有非常多的方言，希望大家可以在闲暇之际可以去找一些这些来听方言来听一下。
Great, I know what you said. That's what John Steinbeck said. Every region has their own dialect, their own pronunciation, their own vocabulary.
Yes.
So there you go. That now we're on.Sort of on vacation, or sort of, and I hope we can do another one before August, or at least sometime in August. But if we don't, trust me, we will be back. We'll be back. And if you have any suggestions, send us an email, any comments, any criticism, positive or negative, you're welcome to it. Leave a like if you can get Facebook, or any comments. Thank you very much, and
再见。